Hey, gang, it's Friday. Welcome to the show. Welcome to National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, otherwise known as Free Speech Central. It is where it's where the Goyim come to talk. We can talk freely here, and in order to continue to speak freely, free doesn't come cheap. So you got to pay to be free. There's no free lunch. So the free speech comes at a price. That is to go to the donate button and send shekels. Donate button, republicbroadcasting.org. Also, the co-certified app. We want to know if our food is kosher certified. Heck, we want to know if our politicians are kosher certified. I think today we've got Mark Dankoff with us. And Mark, we're going to be talking a little bit about all sorts of things, and maybe this whole Jeffrey Epstein kosher certification scandal, because that's what he's doing. He's so kosher certifying our politicians, isn't he?
Well, he certainly is, and it's been striking since our very fine conversation on this subject for RBN, which has been syndicated through Washington, D.C. now, and it's been around the world, that a lot of other people, very fine people, have been covering this same story. And it always comes back to the same story, doesn't it? And that is that when we start talking about the way in which the Epstein scandal exposes the American elite, which it certainly does, the American elite for the corrupt entity that it is, there are just a few of us who are talking about who and what it is that comprises that elite. And this gets into questions about Mr. Epstein and about our old friend Ed Buck out there in California with all of his activities going on in his home. That always seems to lead to a source that very few people in mainstream media want to talk about. So Philip Giraldi, I think, has the best job with this, with the Council for the National Interest. We posted some time ago his story that appeared, I believe, with the Strategic Culture Foundation, and Charles Bousman reposted it with Russia Insider, and that is the whole business of, did Jeffrey Epstein work for the Mossad, the Israeli Mossad? There's a lot of circumstantial evidence that would suggest that, in fact, he did and he does. And what the establishment is really worried about, of course, is that if Epstein reaches a point where he recognizes he might have to start singing from his jail cell in order to cut a better deal, a sweetheart deal of the type that kept him out of significant punishment before, courtesy of a federal prosecutor in Miami, Mr. Acosta, who later had to resign as Mr. Trump's labor secretary, it's harder to see how Epstein can possibly, with the amount of public exposure that we've had on this far, escape some pretty serious punishment and incarceration this go around, but who knows? But the point is, he might have to start doing a little singing in order to cut himself another deal, and with the types of people that he knows and deals with, who are sweating out their own exposure in this Epstein catastrophe, his life, frankly, might not be worth 10 cents. You know, he had an episode in jail in New York that many people are aware of, where he bore some evidence of having some marks around his neck and having had a breathing problem and having to receive medical treatment. And unless there's been something coming out on this in recent hours, I'm unaware of anyone who has explained precisely what happened.
Might have been the ghost of Jack Ruby.
Yeah, might have been the ghost of Jack Ruby. Jack putting his 38 special aside for a noose this time in the jail cell. Yeah. But nonetheless, Jacob Rubenstein, our old friend of Sonneborn Institute, the old Zionist gunrunner who later shows up as Jack Ruby, the Carousel Club owner who shoots Lee Harvey Oswald to death in Dallas 2 days after the Kennedy assassination. I'm sure it has not escaped Mr. Epstein's attention, with his own knowledge of such things, past and present, that he's in a very vulnerable position right now. Some talk that he tried to kill himself in jail, but we don't know that, at least as far as I know. And there's some suggestion that maybe he was attacked by one of the inmates in jail. Certainly a possibility. The other is that
one of the inmates in jail might be working for the Mossad.
Well, I mean, who knows? I mean, as far-fetched as these things sound, I would turn people to a volume like Gordon Thomas's very fine book, Gideon Spies, The Secret History of the Israeli Mossad, which I reviewed for Christian News years ago in their 9/11 commemorative edition that came out just days after 9/11. The Mossad is fully capable of all kinds of incredible things, given their own tentacles in this country especially. So Epstein knows that he is extremely vulnerable, and the only other people other than Epstein that are walking around on similar eggshells at this point are all of the people that he could start singing about to his own hind end.
Right. So, he could start talking, but... even if he's not talking, people are asking questions. And I think this was after the last time we spoke, but RT, Russia Today, you've been on RT many times. They have a program hosted by Rick Sanchez, who formerly of CNN, but when he pointed out that a lot of people at CNN were a lot like Jon Stewart, meaning were Jews, and that they're a very powerless people. Yeah, right. He got fired the next day by a very powerless Jeff Zucker, but he eventually landed at RT, and he had a segment within the past couple of weeks where he had on a couple, investigative reporters. One was somebody who has, I forgot the name, but it was a fairly high profile name. The other was somebody I'd never heard of before. It was a young Oriental lady, but with a Jewish last name. So I don't know if she's married to a Jew or was adopted by Jews or what, but he asked the question, Jeffrey Epstein, is he Mossad? And the answer was, probably Mossad. And so this is RT, and it's a high production value segment. And so the big danger is, whether it's through singing, whether it's through investigative journalism, the American people saying, why does Israel need to kosher certify our politicians? Why do they need to have dirt on our politicians? Or, why are our politicians willing to give their own dirt to Jeffrey Epstein? Because Clinton knew what he was getting into when he's flying on the Lolita Express 27 times. He wasn't being tricked into it. So, I mean, I'm of the opinion that not so much this is a blackmail operation, although there could be a lot of that, but that it is an initiation to basically, criminal syndicate. You get yourself initiated, and then you're going to have AIPAC giving you the green light, basically giving you a big circle with a U in it. You're kosher certified. You're going to get the donations. You're going to get the nice treatment from the media, and you're going to have the way paved for you for a political career or a career in business or what have you. That's the way I'm looking at it. There could be a lot of blackmail as well, people getting tricked into it. But I think a lot of people are going into this willingly, not that they're sex perverts, but are willing to do perverted sex in order to have favors done for them in exchange.
Well, again, it's a part of that horribly corrupt American elitist system that ties up very nicely with both Zionism and globalism. And that three-word phrase that the FBI indicates might convey a sense of extremism on your part if you use it. So we'll use it, the New World Order. Mm-hmm. And obviously when you start getting into the business of central banking, wars for Israel, coup d'etats, assassinations, governmental appointments, media insiders, media conglomeration ownership papers and pedigrees, and all of these other seamy things that comprise this miserable state of affairs in the U.S. as it approaches arguably another phase of cancer in its repristination of the ancient Roman Empire. The fact is that it is impossible to talk about the American elite and Jeffrey Epstein in the same breath without talking about Epstein's connection worldwide, it is believed, to the Israeli Mossad, and what that really implies about the American government, about the state of New York, about the sweetheart deal that Epstein got from federal prosecutor Acosta down in Miami. The list just goes on and on. There's Monica Lewinsky with Bill Clinton. There's another interesting kosher connection. And again, when we start examining all these horrible things, honey traps, assassinations, coup d'etats, regime changes that are designed to further the interests of the central banking system in the West and to further Mr. Netanyahu's interests, specifically in greater Israel and expansion politically and expansion in terms of borders and legitimization of his land grabs, up to and including all of the things that we've talked about on the show many, many times. Who it is, obviously, it is working through Bolton and Pompeo to arrange a miserable war with Iran that is both immoral, unconstitutional, illegal, potentially apocalyptic, I said on Twitter today. And then, of course, there's all this miserable stuff going on in the Ukraine that links up to many of these same suspects. And then when we go back in the timeline of all of the things that mainstream media does not want to connect to Epstein, this, in fact, gets into the whole business of the King David Hotel bombing in certain American Jewish interests that employed people like Jack Ruby, Jacob Rubenstein, a.k.a. the assassination of Lee Harvey Oswald, to run guns for the Stern Gang and for the Irgun in some of these horrible operations leading up to 1948. Then we get into the Levon affair. We get into the whole business of the Meyer Lansky David Ben-Gurion link to the Kennedy assassination that clearly no one in mainstream American media wants to even hint that that connection is out there and that it's been very, very much articulated as a fact by a number of very fine, very knowledgeable people, very knowledgeable researchers like the late Michael Collins Piper. We go on and on, the USS Liberty attack in June of 1967. We get into other things like the real circumstances that ignited the beginning of the Six-Day War. Then obviously we get into a more recent history where we're covering such things as the Apollo, Pennsylvania, NUMEC theft of American nuclear raw materials that was undertaken by the Israelis after the death of Kennedy. We start getting into the whole business of such things as the Pollard spy case, the IPAC spy case, the Promise affair, and 9/11. That's another one that the establishment is very, very worried about in regard to what a number of us have said and published on that subject right after it happened, approaching 18 years ago. The end result of all of this, in conjunction once more with the Jeffrey Epstein thing, is that when you see a mainstream media article coming out of places like Apple News that is subsequently picked up on by the Russian RT, these reports that the FBI, in fact, has come up with this idea that anyone who has quote-unquote conspiracy theories about mm-hmm. all of these different subjects is headed toward or is, in fact, an extremist.
Yeah, and so where did that come from? Because I was wanting to bring that up. I was somebody this morning on Stormfront Radio, a caller, referenced I think he said a Yahoo News article on this subject. So could you go into this a little bit?
Well, yes. I mean, we can just pull it up here briefly. We put it up on our big board today along with a number of news stories at nationalbugle.com. And we'll get into our own big board. I think I posted the RT version of this. Andrew Carrington Hitchcock and I both independently of one another found this. And then, of course, it came in my last night through Apple. But if we look at the RT version, which is on our big board, the title of this RT version of this story is Conspiracy Theories Cause Extremism, FBI Document Claims. Conspiracy theory-driven domestic extremists pose a serious threat to the United States, says the FBI, or to the elite that runs the United States. We are editorializing here briefly. and their numbers are growing thanks to frequent, quote-unquote, uncovering of real conspiracies involving powerful government figures, the FBI warned its officers. Well, we could talk about the Mueller report, right? Maybe they're thinking about thinking about a conspiracy that involves government figures. But here is a quote from this FBI report. Conspiracy theories very likely will emerge, spread, and evolve in the modern information marketplace, occasionally driving both groups and individual extremists to carry out criminal or violent acts. An FBI document obtained by Yahoo News warns. Well, I wonder who linked that to Yahoo News. Maybe it was McCain's daughter. I don't know. Anyway, while the briefing filed, quote, unclassified law enforcement sensitive, unquote, acknowledged that, quote, conspiracy theory-driven domestic extremists, unquote, are not a new phenomenon, it blames their increasing number and virulence on the Internet and social media, as well as the increasing prevalence of what might be termed, quote, unquote, conspiracy facts. Now, as you keep reading through this, fascinatingly enough, the FBI zeroes in on QAnon. I have friends who consult this. I don't consult it, but one of them occasionally mentions things to me that are on there. Pizzagate is another one. And as we continue reading down the list. Well, yeah, go ahead.
I don't see it here, but the caller today referencing the Yahoo News story said one of the things is the idea of a Zionist-occupied government.
Yes, that I believe is in here. So Pat Buchanan is a conspiracy theorist, folks, for suggesting that we have a Zionist-occupied government. So we'll have to remind Pat today. I would be able to message him and to say, do you realize that you are a conspiracy theorist? I think he would get a laugh out of that because he would understand what a loaded term that is. But RT does us the favor that Yahoo does not. RT reminds us that conspiracy theorists are far, far from marginal. Mm-hmm. Near 2/3 of Americans believe something other than the official story regarding the JFK assassination, while more than half believe now, that the government of the United States is concealing information about the September 11th terrorist attacks.
Well, we've got all the information. They had that whole 911 commission, right, with the governor from New Jersey and that congressman from Indiana, whatever his name was, Lee Hamilton. Yeah, we got the whole story on that.
Yeah, we got the story on that. And, of course, some of the greatest physicists and physics experts generally in the United States who indicated to us in an official finding that they signed their names to that the official American governmental explanation of 9/11 is scientifically impossible. Nonetheless, obviously, these guys are nuts, right? Yeah. Even if you've got an MIT PhD in physics, you're a crackpot if you suggest that the American government might have lied in regard to what happened on 9/11. And then, of course, this is all going on, RT reminds us. The FBI's criticism of conspiracy theorist-driven extremists. It's RT that reminds us that Russiagate theorist Rachel Maddow continues to push the discredited narrative claiming that Trump's campaign colluded with the Russian government to win the presidency.
Okay, well, we'll have to talk more about that on the other side of the break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel, With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the show. Those are the smooth sounds of Filbert Applebag. And I also want to give a shout out to CoCertified app, the CoCertified app. Go to nationalbugle.com and download it. It's totally our sponsor. And that's what we're dealing with, is kosher certification. Okay. So related to what you were talking about, and I think you can speak on this, Elizabeth Warren, and she's not the first person to talk like this, but a couple nights ago in the Democratic debates, she was saying, we've got to call out white supremacism for what it is, domestic terrorism. Now, of course, their definition of white supremacism is like anybody who would say anything in defense of, you know, the rights or reputation of white people. And meanwhile, you know, they're on their... saying, like the Jewish lady who was on that same night, Marianne Williamson. I mean,
yes.
She's saying that there's a 12-year life expectancy gap between blacks and whites in this country, which there's not. And she's saying that the reason you had the Flint water crisis, the Flint, Michigan water crisis, is because of environmental injustice, environmental racism. You know, and it's not. And if you've been to Detroit, is the reason that... You know, these Rust Belt cities and a lot of other cities, black neighborhoods have lots of abandoned buildings. And in Detroit, abandoned skyscrapers. Is that racism, or is that the population that's left there, which is heavily black, and blacks who aren't able to escape Detroit because it's become such a hellhole? They don't have the means to maintain an advanced urban infrastructure. I mean, is that racism? I don't know. I do know it's not. It's nonsense. But this is nothing new, right? I mean, the FBI. You were saying that the FBI is looking into all of conspiracy theories and
Yes, well, it's the contextualization, the frightening contextualization of Elizabeth Warren's remarks goes back at least to 2008. Why does it go back that far? I'll try to be as brief as possible. Pastor Chuck Baldwin, who was the presidential standard bearer of the Constitution Party in 2008, Chuck is thankfully putting out some really good stuff now, indicating that he's not a Christian Zionist anymore. Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths has been featuring a lot of Chuck's work. Chuck was always a solid guy, but he's come a long way on this Israel question. I'd like to think that at least informally I've had something to do with that because of us being flailed in certain Constitution Party circles after my very fine run for them in 2000 in the U.S. Senate race in Delaware, because I was making certain connections between neoconservatism and Zionism that were starting to make people like Howard Phillips nervous, especially when it was revealed that Howard and Netanyahu were buddies, and some of Howard's conservative caucus buddies used to travel with Howard to Israel for some really wonderful sponsored tours with Bibi and company. So I kind of figured out after time what all was behind that. And then just to go a step farther and then to get back on track, there was a time when Howard Phillips, working with a real fine Zionist asset by the name of Kenneth R. Timmerman, was pillaring me at Timmerman's request for Accuracy in Media, where it was very strongly suggested just by the title of what they put out that Ron Paul and Mark Dankoff were tools of Islamic Shia Islam for their appearances on press television in Iran. But Baldwin, to his credit, has moved away from that kind of nonsense completely. And I always got along very well with Chuck. He was a guest of my show some years ago on RBN. Real fine gentleman. But Chuck Baldwin showed in 2008, he was the guy that exposed it, as far as I know, that in 2008, the FBI was working in conjunction not simply with state law enforcement agencies to develop profiles of potential domestic terrorists, but the FBI was using the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith in coming up with these domestic terrorist profiles. And you know what, the one that was produced in Missouri, I think was the one that Chuck uncovered, the Missouri Information Action Center report. They have these information action centers in every state in the country that profile people, apparently, and interface between the feds and state and local law enforcement agencies to come up with the kind of absurd things that were uncovered in this MIAC report out of Missouri in 2008, where after the FBI and the ADL got finished training the Missouri State Police, the Missouri State Police had this profile of American domestic terrorists, the most likely profile. What was it? It had nothing to do with anyone with an Islamic name, no Shia or Sunni Muslim of any type. There were none of the kinds of black extremists and communists linked up with groups like Antifa and Black Lives Matter and all of these types of things.
And we're coming up on the break. We'll hear about this on the other side.
Very good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hava Nagila. So before the break, I was asking you about Elizabeth Warren and her remarks that fine people like you and myself are domestic terrorists. And you were tying it into some historical context.
Yes, in 2008, it was revealed, as I mentioned before we went to the break, in 2008 during the presidential election, it was revealed that the FBI and the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith were working with these state law enforcement information action centers, including in the state of Missouri, where this stuff leaked. And the profile, the domestic terrorist profile that the FBI and the ADL were telling these law enforcement agencies to be particularly cognizant of, didn't involve Islam, didn't involve black radicals and communists with Antifa and Black Lives Matter, or any of these other things. It involved people, and I don't have the report in front of me, but this is a fair representation of what was in there. It talked about white men who are married, heterosexual, own firearms legally, attend church.
No, that's the proof.
Have a Christian background, who believe in the existence of something called the New World Order, who are critical of American foreign and trade policies, and who are people who, again, oppose gay marriage and who are pro-life in the on the issue of abortion. And this is most critical. would even think of voting, folks. This was all in this FBI ADL report. Extremists are people who fit the profile I just described and might vote for Pat Buchanan, Ron Paul, or Chuck Baldwin of the Constitution Party. That was called in the report.
I'm surprised they didn't mention Donald Trump, but there you go.
Yeah, that was before the Donald really came into obvious to become the obvious political threat that he is to these folks now. But this was all in the report, and so when we look now at 2019 and Elizabeth Warren talking about the dangers of the white supremacist movement and the threat that all of us face because of it, that is a euphemism for the kind of garbage that the ADL and the FBI generated in this Missouri Information Action Center report in 2008, and that presumably was a virtual carbon copy of what they generated for all of these other state law enforcement agencies around the country who have their so-called information action centers, which presumably involves database mining, profiling, and of course, based on the glasses through which they're looking at these so-called terrorist profiles, this undoubtedly is something that the elite wishes to expand to the types of people who would listen to the Republic Broadcasting Network, who might do some work with Rents, who might appear on what? Things like Press Television and RT, right? You can see where this is headed. Now, getting back to ridiculous thing we were talking about earlier in the show, about this leak to Yahoo News of an FBI classified document that talks about the dangers of people driven by conspiracy theories to become extremists. As we've already noted, if you believe that there's a lot more to the Kennedy assassination than Lee Harvey Oswald acting alone, folks, you could be an extremist. Rachel Maddow, of course, is a conspiracy theorist, believing in Russiagate, which has been totally discredited, but she can't possibly be an extremist because she's a feminist and she's a lesbian. And she basically subscribes to a globalist worldview.
And she's Jewish.
And she's Jewish, so she can't be an extremist, right?
No.
Now, the interesting thing is that the FBI was confronted with this classified document leak, according to RT, and the FBI's press office insisted that the agency would, quote, never initiate an investigation based solely on First Amendment protected activity. As with all of our investigations, the FBI can never, never monitor a website or a social media platform without probable cause, unquote. What does probable cause mean? Well, if you're a heterosexual who votes for Pat Buchanan, they have probable cause, right? And then RT brilliantly puts into parentheses, that job tends to fall to the NSA and the CIA. And then RT goes on to say, they quote a former FBI agent, Michael, I don't know how Michael pronounces his last name, German, it's G-E-R-M-A-N, we'll give it the American anglicized Michael German. According to former FBI agent Michael German, the FBI, quote, likes the radicalization theory because it justifies mass surveillance, unquote. This former FBI agent particularly notes that this report is ridiculous. The notion that conspiracy theories can instantly transform people into gun-wielding madmen. Also, social media platforms all the excuse they need to censor users, even in the absence of evidence that conspiratorial content causes harm, creating, and this is the end of the story, but it clinches it, creating a symbiosis between Big Brother and Big Tech. And who's worried about where this Epstein connection might lead? I'm sure Rachel Maddow has some sleepless nights. Think of our marvelous friends at YouTube and Google and Facebook and Twitter. You know, I put some things on Twitter today, finalized the account, and said, yeah, I guess I'm gonna try this as an experiment. Put on some radio broadcasts and articles over quite a number of years just to see how it would play out. But I'm sure that it'll be interesting to watch to see what happens with that. But nonetheless, the RT version of this Yahoo News story, I think in this case, tells us precisely what's up in regard to profiling, in regard to what's coming, and the fact that the elite of the United States is sweating this Epstein case, not only because it shows that the elite is corrupt, but Philip Giraldi then began connecting the dots. What is this elite that Epstein works for, that Epstein is a part of, that suggests that he's a part of a bigger picture in regard to an American elite that sends us into Israeli-sponsored wars, right?
Mm-hmm.
An American elite that supports the mainstream Jewish lobby efforts on behalf of LGBTQ and abortion on demand. An American elite that thinks if you're a heterosexual white male who would vote for Pat Buchanan that you might be a terrorist. An American elite that wants people to buy the establishment line on these wars in the Middle East, even when all of the evidence is there, not only that this has been a disaster for the United States, not to mention the innocent people in the innocent countries that we have destroyed, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we start linking these policies to an elite comprised of the kinds of people ethnically and religiously and ideologically that Mr. Epstein has been linked to by Giraldi and others, that's where they really start blowing the whistle. They're running scared, and therefore these attacks on such mainstream conservative anti-Zionist commentators like even E. Michael Jones of Culture Wars has begun to escalate. The Times of Israel put out this garbage by a guy claiming to be in Christian media. I'd never seen him before. And they had reproduced what this guy had written for Camera, the Committee for Middle East reporting and accuracy. That's
literally an Israeli operation.
That is an Israeli operation, and Israeli intelligence operation in front, yeah, all the way, right?
Yeah,
and this so there guy,
was a high-level Mossad guy who started it together with the wife of one of the leading neocons. I think it was Donald Wormser's wife, who's Israeli. Her name's like something like Merva.
Yeah, that's that's the connection, the Wormser connection, the Mossad connection. And here these guys are ramping it up by dredging this alleged Christian out of nowhere to write for Camera and then to run it in the Times of Israel, talking about how E. Michael Jones is a dangerous anti-Semite. He's an extremist. He's a quote-unquote failed academic, although exactly the opposite is true. And yet, by the same token, the guy said something in a total slip. What did he slip on? He's worried about the number of young people in the Roman Catholic Church and the number of young people generally who are being influenced by Jones and his appearances on YouTube and his Culture Wars magazine, which I have, thanks to a gift subscription from a close friend in Dallas. I've read Culture Wars for years. Jones is a terrific guy. I know him personally. There isn't a malicious bone in his body, but he is a fine academic. He has a PhD from Temple. He penetrates bad arguments in a way that these guys can't stand, and he goes to Iran for conferences, and he isn't over there to pander to anyone. He will say what he thinks about these American wars for Israel, but he will also say some things not altogether unlike what I said to Press TV.
And we don't have a whole lot of time left, so I want to make sure we hear what you said to Press TV this week.
Well, we can just cover that briefly. Hopefully they will run at least a portion of that 30-minute taping. They contacted me from Tehran, very nice person there contacted me, and indicated that they wanted to set me up in a studio to actually film a 30-minute segment for an Iranian documentary on race and racism, and with specific reference to the Donald Trump-Elijah Cummings controversy. Mm-hmm. So with that in mind, I went to the studio and did this taping session, and it was a very interesting talk. There were five questions that were provided by the Iranians and given to an American who asked the questions so that I could start talking before this filming camera. And fascinatingly enough, and the Press TV people have always been great with me, continue to be, it is obvious that although our foreign policy views are very similar and when it comes to neocon stuff and Zionist stuff and what Netanyahu is doing and the fact that, yes, Virginia, there is an Israeli lobby and a Jewish lobby in the United States that has a disproportionate influence compared to any other lobby you can talk about, sure, we agree on all of that. And yet on the racial question, the questions obviously when it came to Trump and Cummings and racism were designed to assume certain things as being true in regard to the way that we, the lenses through which we should view that controversy and that exchange. And what I was doing was an attempt to show, as it were, both sides of the equation in this exchange, where I felt that each person was coming from, and then ultimately to talk about the things that are not covered by American media when it tends to get hung up on things like what Trump said to Cummings and what Cummings said to Trump. What is it not discussed when it gets into that sort of thing is a constant lead story. None of the obvious commonalities of Trump and Cummings are discussed. Cummings, as I pointed out in this documentary filming session, is a longtime friend of the Israeli lobby. Cummings has 30,000 Jews in his 21st congressional district in Baltimore. Cummings is a very favored person with Jewish lobbying organizations both in Baltimore as well as around the country. Cummings is a protector of virtually anything that the Israeli lobby wants domestically. Here is a guy who is a product marriage between two Pentecostal pastors, and Pentecostal folks, usually ordained women. So his Pentecostal mother and his Pentecostal father were both pastors. And yet Cummings has celebrated the arrival of gay marriage in the United States. He supports abortion on demand. He's even supported infanticide outside the mother's womb. This is right in votesmart.org if you want to analyze any of this, folks, to see how factual I'm saying is. And then Cummings helped to gain financing for an organization called the Elijah Cummings Foundation for African American Youth or something like that. And it is an organization that is heavily supported by the Jewish Coalition of Baltimore. I think that's the name.
That's ringing a bell.
Yeah, and in turn, after these kids get 2 years of pro-Zionist education as African Americans, the culmination of their graduation is a free trip to Israel that is supported by this foundation that is getting all of this money from Baltimore Jewish interests and national Jewish interests. Now,
I'd forgotten all about that.
And so I said, look, we can talk Trump with Bolton and Pompeo and what that means. We can then look at Cummings and his links to Israel and the Israeli lobby, which are eyebrow deep. And when we start talking about where that's likely to lead the United States in terms of a global disaster, none of that is being covered by American media, which is diverting people's attention from all of that just so that these guys can go back and forth yelling at each other on the whole subject of whether what Cummings said about the American-Mexico border is accurate, whether what the president said about the 21st Congressional District of Baltimore is accurate. All of that gets missed in the conversation. The other thing that I cited were the communist connections that infiltrated the Martin Luther King civil rights operation as early as 1956, and there I cited Mike Jones on this from Culture Wars, talking about Stanley Levinson, a Jew who was very conversant with the Communist Party and had close links to Ethel and Julius Rosenberg, the Jewish American Soviet spies for the Soviets, who betrayed American atomic secrets to the Soviet Union. Levinson was tied up with the Rosenbergs and with all of these other red
and
things.
And what was his role with Martin Luther King?
Was introduced to King by a black homosexual who was also a member of the Communist Party and was a part of King's entourage. And I'm going to try and remember this guy's name, Bayard Rustin. I'm remembering this from memory, thankfully, because I only looked at it a couple of
times. And so Levinson was King's speechwriter?
He may have done some work in speechwriting. He heavily supported King financially.
We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
AncientLifeOil.com. For your CBD needs, just remember, AncientLifeOil.com. What does it do for the body, you ask? I can't say, do the people in the suits that run the industry. Big Pharma's all over CBD because of its well, you know what I mean. Research the benefits of CBD on Google and come back to AncientLifeOil.com and purchase your CBD today. Non-GMO and all organic. You don't want to be using a petroleum product. You want to be using the cleanest CBD product on the market, AncientLifeOil.com. We even have CBD for your pet. Help your pet's discomfort. Help your discomfort. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Newly reduced prices to pass off the savings to the most important person, you. AncientLifeOil.com. And one more thing. We have topicals, too. So if you have joint pain and some different issues that are going on in your body, you might want to use a topical. Think about it. AncientLifeOil.com.
Okay, we are back. We're not going to waste time. Let's get right back into it, Mark.
Well, basically, I was just trying to say to Press Television that some of this stuff, this Trump-Cummings dialectic, is diverting people from the real issue of who it is that basically has made slaves of us all. This gets back to the Epstein case, certainly, and what Giraldi has said about who Epstein is most likely working for, what we've already covered on the show. This got into something I mentioned at Press Television, reminding them that last year on Martin Luther King Day, I wrote an article entitled "A Prophet of the Old Right, Free at Last?" Question mark, free at last? in Free at Last, in the American warfare, welfare, surveillance, perversion state. And I tried to get press television and their documentary people to understand that, hey, when you look at what runs the United States now, good black people and good white people are both enslaved by this, and this is precisely what is not being covered in the way that the media covers this Trump-Cummings controversy, the way the media covers Antifa and Black Lives Matter. I pointed out something in that part of the conversation, 30-minute conversation, I said, look at Antifa and Black Lives Matter and the things they do, the things they advocate, the violence they have initiated at many of these rallies and controversies around the country. Antifa has a logo that if you compare it, and I did not use Dr. Duke's name in this, but I first learned of this through him, have the photos of it. Antifa's logo was clearly borrowed from the Communist Party of Germany during the Weimar Republic in about 1933. What does that say? And then I went back again, as we were talking before the end of the last segment, E. Michael Jones, God bless him, with his cover story in Culture Wars in December 2015. Who's behind Ferguson? The Violent Legacy of the Black Jewish Alliance. Again, Dr. Jones reminds us that during the summer of 1956, Bayard Rustin, a black homosexual and a communist, introduced Martin Luther King Jr. to Stanley Levison, a, quote, political radical who had worked on behalf of the convicted atomic spies Ethel and Julius Rosenberg, unquote. This is a quote from Murray Friedman, the Jewish Neoconservatives volume on the civil rights revolution. He used that term, talked about the disproportionate Jewish representation in the civil rights movement at that time. Murray Friedman does. So Dr. Jones is quoting a Jewish source here for all of this. Levison was a financial pillar of the Communist Party and other radical causes, unquote. Levison would go on, in the words of Murray Friedman, to become enormously influential behind the scenes throughout King's career. Friedman claims that Levison became, quote, King's closest white friend and most reliable colleague for the remainder of his life, unquote, and, quote, would epitomize the Black Jewish Alliance's new look, unquote. Levison was the man behind the scene who, quote, labored behind the scenes in New York to provide $200,000 a year that the Southern Christian Leadership Conference needed for its operations in the South. And that helped him welcome in Jack O'Dell, a black communist, and Harry Wachtel. And that's kind of what I told Press TV. I also told them to look at Walter Williams' article on black illegitimate pregnancy rates as a cause for the radical increase in black crime from the 1950s to the present.
That's our swan song, but go to nationalpeople.com and find the whole interview there, I hope. Jack O'Dell.
See me on Twitter for the next 5 minutes.
Yep. And I think Jack O'Dell was actually kind of a nice guy. I met him once or twice or three times. And I'll be back again.
Savory circles, my friend.
And we'll be back again next week with more exciting episodes of National Bugle Radio.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.